During class, I was glancing over my notes that I'd made for doing the invitation, and I decided that it wasn't ready for the pulpit. It needed a few more iterations, and I'd much rather put that on hold than accidentally misrepresent the Word of God. But the irony is, rather than presenting something underprepared, I get to present something completely unprepared. So I was sitting there thinking about the invitation and about why we have this invitation at the end of our Wednesday night service, because not everybody does. It's a tradition here. It's a tradition in a lot of places I've been. But I've been to congregations that they come and they have a prayer. They separate to their classes and they dismiss and everyone goes outside and talks. And there's not this micro worship service at the end. I've also been places where the invitation is, I don't know if more involved is the right term, but it's handled differently. There's the call, but also after the song, they just ask the congregation, who needs prayers? And I'm particularly thinking about this congregation that my parents went to for several years. Every time I went there, there were never less than 3 people that raised their hands and asked for something. Ask for prayers for strength, or because they're having difficulties with a sin, or because they're being tempted, or they needed wisdom. And I mean, sometimes there were as many as 10 people raising their hand, but there were never less than 3. I'd go on Sunday morning, 3 people would raise their hands. I'd go on Sunday evening, 3 other people would raise their hands. It was handled differently. And that's all fine. Those are all good ways of worshiping God. And so I was trying to think, why do we do it this way? And I think I've decided the reason is we want people to feel welcome to come forward. And we're worried they won't feel welcome if we don't invite them to come forward. And there are 3 things that people are being invited to do. They're being invited to obey the gospel, which if you've been pricked in your heart, if you've come to the realization that Jesus is the Son of God and that He died for your sins and that you have sinned and that you need to repent and confess, then we provide this opportunity for you to come and to confess and to be baptized. Also, we provide the opportunity that if you've had a public sin and you brought reproach upon the church, that you can come before and confess that public sin and ask for the prayers of the congregation. And the third reason is kind of what I was talking about with that other congregation. It's for people that want to come forward and ask for the prayers of the congregation. And why might they do that? Because they need strength, because they need wisdom, because they're tempted, because they have a difficulty with sin. That describes everybody. It describes all of us. It describes me. I know that. I know you can offer a prayer for me every morning and every evening for strength and wisdom, and I will be grateful for it. And I get a little concerned sometimes that we're reluctant to ask for prayers. I've actually seen this peculiar thing, and I guess it's, I don't know that it's anonymous, but it's faceless, where I've seen a lot of people ask for prayers on Facebook. And they'll splattercast. There are people out there with 1,200 friends on Facebook, and they'll ask for prayers. But it is a little bit nervous to come up in front of everyone. But it shouldn't be. Because everyone here is your brother and your sister. They're all wanting to look out for you. They're all wanting to know more about you. We're called to bear one another's burdens. And if we don't know what the burdens are, we're ill-equipped to bear them. I know I'm guilty of that. I'm an introvert. I'm not a fan of people. Jason, one time in class, told Laura Godfrey, she's teaching at the time, my dad doesn't like people. We'd have a little bit of a talk about that. But I was telling him one time, when there was somebody he didn't like, I told him he didn't have to like them, but he had to love them. And if we love each other, then we're going to be more than willing to listen to any concerns that anyone has. We're going to be more than willing to take a moment of our day, to take a moment of every day and pray for any kind of help that anyone might need. So if you have anything that you need or anything that you want to ask the congregation to pray for, please come forward as we stand and sing.